You're on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sam Speck with you, live from our KGGF studios. Deborah Woodall as well, as we're joined in studio by the with Coffeyville Public Library's Rachel Rose. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in studio.
Yeah, Rachel's getting to be an old pro at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've had a very busy month as we've, you know, seen one library director advance on somewhere else, and we've now got a new one as well, so...
Where'd the old one go?
Yeah,
and
where's
who's
Katie
your new one?
Yeah.
Well, so Katie, she moved on to Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Okay. She's taking on a library that has 25 staff members, so it's, you know, double the size of Coffeyville. And then Leanne, our new director, she comes to us from Parsons. She used to work for, the community college there, Lebec Community College. So,
and is was she a librarian over there? Or?
Yeah, she. I think she was a library assistant, or she wasn't the director, but she does have, you know, library
experience. Yeah.
She has a lot of experience. So.
Certainly, yeah. And it's sad to see Katie go, but I'm glad to see her moving on and mm-hmm. moving somewhere a little bigger. You know, testing her skills, seeing if she can. Make that library as good as she made ours. So
yeah, of course we're optimistic as well about Leanne Eggers coming in as the new director of the Coffeyville Public Library. There's always so much exciting stuff going on over at the library, and kids are heading back to school, but you guys still have programs going on.
Yeah, so August is kind of our cool down month after summer reading because it was pretty crazy. But so we'll start up our regular programming with, you know, story time and homeschool hour. Those will start up in September. This month, we have been doing our book club. It's mainly online, but we are trying to get it started to be an in-person book club. This month, we are reading To Kill a Mockingbird. And we will actually be meeting on August 30th at 5:30 at the library to talk about it.
One of my favorite novels.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about midway through it. It's it's getting to that really sad part.
Harper Lee really you know, for 4 years that was the only book she had written. Mm-hmm. And then shortly before her death,
she came out with a sequel to Go Set a Watchman.
Yeah. And
I remember it being part of the curriculum in high school for me to read to Kill a Mockingbird. And now I've seen these posts around, you know, social media is such a wonderful thing. You can see everybody's complaints now. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, there are those moments where it's, you know, too appalling or too sad or too whatever. And that's the point of the book. You know, that is really the point of it to get through it, especially to read it in. You know, at a high school level, whether you're coming in out of middle school into high school, it's a great read. Not only that, but it tests your skills a little bit as well in terms of reading skills and reading type. I like to read it out loud, and it's always kind of a challenge for me to do it just because it's well written. But it is a great book, and it's for something. It was just a post that bothered me a little. It said parents were not wanting their kids to read this book because it had offensive things in it, or it said some certain things.
Yeah, and it's you know, I struggle with that. And, and Rachel, you're the librarian. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, Sam, as you mentioned, I mean, there are things in the book that from the time period, names that were used for certain, well, you know, now we call them transgendered, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But at that time, they were, you know, not called
referred to something else. Yeah, there was plenty of appalling language, if you will.
You know, but I think the overlying theme throughout that book is through the character of Atticus Finch, which is, you know, to be fair, you know, and to find the truth. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes from the book is Atticus saying, you know, if you strip away all the adjectives and the adverbs and just go with the with that, then you'll know what the truth is.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good quote.
Yeah, and that's actually, so in September, we have Banned Books Week, and that's what Banned Books Week is really all about. We understand people's concerns with foul language or any obscene things that might be in a book, or anything that may be considered offensive, but we can't censor these things because it is part of our history. I mean, if we forget our history, we're doomed to repeat it. So we want us to be able to have the freedom to read whatever we choose. And then, you know, if you don't like the book, then you don't have to read it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, certainly. And I don't understand, you know, even in high school when I was forced to read it as a high school student for an assignment, I didn't at times, you know, I certainly didn't have to read it if I didn't want to. But again, you know, it's a good read for parents out there, for kids. It really tests their skills. I think it really is kind of a good stepping stone from being an intermediate reader to being a really good reader. Mm-hmm. That's a good book to kind of test your skills with that. But then again, you know, that it is kind of a, you know, there might be appalling language or something that is referred from one thing that isn't to nowadays. I'm not sure.
I had nightmares about Boo Radley, and turned out he wasn't really a threat at all. But
no. So when is that meeting again for To Kill a Mockingbird?
That is August 30th. It's a Thursday evening at 5:30. So we'll have snacks and coffee and be able to discuss that book.
Snacks, coffee, some books.
And then, yeah. And then, so it's mainly online. So we decide online, we have a group on our Facebook page that, and we decide what book we're going to read each month. And then we're trying to get it to the last Thursday of the month. That's when we'll meet and talk about the book that we chose to read.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good idea. I mean, book club, that's, it's always something, you know, I've always tried to, when I get at home, I'm not a part of a book club by any means, Deb. I saw you pondering, but no, it's good to read a little bit, even, you know, now that I'm freshly out of high school and freshly out of college as well, and I find myself not reading as often, it really is nice to kind of read just a little bit, even if it's a magazine, newspaper, some book, it doesn't matter, just flex your skills
even
a little bit.
Even if it's an audiobook and it's being read to you, it's very good for a person to read for even, you know, 10 minutes a day.
Certainly. So. Certainly. As we speak with Rachel Rose here from the Coffeyville Public Library, is a little shortened today, so we do only have a couple of minutes left here, but any other exciting things happening here in the month of August or September coming up at the library?
Well, we mentioned Banned Books Week. We'll have something going on then, but everything else is still just in the works, just because we are taking a break after summer reading.
And that went off without a hitch, didn't it?
Yeah, for the most part, I think. But it was insanely busy, and we had a lot of fun programs. We had over 1,900 books read by our kids and teens. So we're really happy about that. And hopefully that helps with their, with what they call the summer slide. Hopefully that, you know, deters that a little bit.
Yeah, and now with school in session, you know, nothing changes or anything like that in terms of hours or availability, obviously. No,
our hours are always the same.
You know, one thing too, with the start of school, if you have preschoolers, there are story times available, so you can get the young ones out.
Yeah,
and get a little one-on-one reading time with them.
Yeah, starting back up in September, will be story time at 11:15 on Wednesday. So, yeah, that's always a good thing to bring your kids to.
Yeah, it is. So ranging in all ages. And again, you know, as an almost 23-year-old, I still use the library at some moments. So Rachel Rose from the Coffeyville Public Library, we really appreciate you taking some time with us this morning.
Yep, thank you for having me.
All right, well, I'm sure we'll speak upon the library later on in the upcoming months, as well as all those cool things happening in September. For now, though, we'll set it off to our top of the hour. This is the Mighty 690. KGGF.